This weekend, restaurants, shops, farms, and art galleries will once again participate in New Hampshire Open Doors. It's an event highlighting locally made products and cultural attractions. It's an event that has grown over the years and includes businesses and artists from every region in the state. With some information on this year's New Hampshire Open Doors, Amy Diaz joins us now. Amy is the editor for The Hippo, Manchester's free weekly. Amy, you have a feature in this week's paper about Open Doors. First off, has the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy had any effects on this weekend's events?
They don't think so. You know, I spoke to the organizers, and they're going to have updates on their website so you can check out if there are any road closures, but they think everything will be taken care of by this weekend.
That's good news. So what's the mission behind Open Doors? What's the concept?
Well, the idea is really to get people out around the state and sort of discovering all of these unique businesses that make all kinds of different products. It started out as really a legal of New Hampshire Craftsmen event that was really focused on, you know, fine crafts, but it's really expanded now to include wineries and apple orchards and all sorts of things across the state.
So it has grown in scope over the years. What's new this time around?
One thing they've added this year, which I think is really handy if you maybe never have participated before, you're looking for a way to start, they're doing itineraries. And so you can go on their website and different areas have, you know, maps for things going on just in their area. So I spoke to one woman over at Bonnie Bray Farms out in the Plymouth area. They have an itinerary specifically for the Plymouth area. You know, a handful of places listed along a map you can download from online. But that was actually one of the reasons she wanted to do it this year, was, you know, all these other people in her area were doing it. So it was a reason for people to go to the Plymouth area and check out everything there.
So that's interesting, because what does Open Doors mean for businesses? Do they see a measurable effect from it? Do they see repeat customers?
Well, you know, I spoke to a couple of different businesses. One guy out at Ben's Sugar Shack and Temple, he said he thought he did see increased sales that weekend last year. He did it last year. Other people I spoke to, one woman out in Mason at Alpine Angels, they make goat's milk soap. And so she didn't really necessarily see increased sales that weekend, but she got her soap out to people who maybe never heard of her before. And it was a chance for them to try her product and then, you know, come back later on and make more purchases. So a good way to get her name out there.
So you're saying the best way to go about planning your day would be to go to the website, look at these itineraries, and kind of maybe pick a geographical region of the state that you want to try to make it through in one day?
Absolutely. And you can, you know, pick something near to you and discover things in your neighborhood that you've never seen before, pick something a little farther away and get to know a whole region. They also have a feature where you can look at participating businesses by type of business. So if you just want to look for farms, they'll list all the farms. Or, you know, if you're like me and you're going out there looking for the food, you can find all the wineries or the places that are doing donuts. So you could kind of tailor your day to maybe a type of business or to an area.
Okay, so you can do it by geographical region or theme, I guess, really.
Absolutely.
So for you, what are some highlights?
Well, you know, I Bonnie Bray Farms is fun because they sell venison. They'll take you out on a tour of the farm, a chance to see some of their deer. There's going to be other places. Ben's Sugar Shack is doing, a lot of places are doing demonstrations or sort of showing how they're working. They're going to have their syrup operation going, so they'll show you how they boil down syrup, how they make maple candy. So it's not just a chance to, you know, taste things or to see the things that people are producing, but usually also a chance to see the process that they use.
We'll have a link to both the Hippo's story on New Hampshire Open Doors as well as the event's official website at our site, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is the editor for the Hippo. Thanks for coming in, Amy.
Have a great weekend.